Finally today, a brief tribute to two artists whose work acknowledged the significance of religion in shaping their art and worldview. The American composer Marvin Hamlisch, who died overnight, and the Australian author and critic Robert Hughes, who died this week. Hamlisch is best known for the musical A Chorus Line, which is currently enjoying an Australian revival. He worked out of a deeply Jewish sensibility, and he was described as the last great Tin Pan Alley songwriter. And Robert Hughes, whose analysis of the Western tradition was profoundly influenced by his Catholic heritage. He was recently described by Peter Kerry as Australia's Dante.
The arrival of the Puritans was a truly mythic event. Mythic because it was meant to be. In the famous phrase of their leader, John Winthrop, they would build a city on a hill whose example would shine back across the Atlantic and reform the corrupt old world.
We must consider that we shall be as a city upon a hill. The eyes of all people are upon us.
Winthrop spoke those words in mid-Atlantic on board the ship Arbella. He believed his flock had been chosen by God to begin a new phase of human history, a renewal of the story of Exodus. These men, and women too, were biblical fundamentalists. They were the first to call themselves Americans, and the society they created has proved absolutely basic to the way Americans imagine themselves today. New people and the beginnings of a new architecture. The four-square old ship meeting house in Hingham could hold the whole community, 700 people. These Puritans delighted in radical bareness. They would not tolerate graven images of God or the saints. Some of them must have felt sorry that New England had no Catholic icons for them to smash. Yet the meeting house does have its aesthetic. It exists to frame the spoken word, to which the visual image must forever defer.
The Australian author and art critic Robert Hughes there demonstrating his fascination with religion and underscoring him towards the end there some music from Sophie's Choice, which was by composer Marvin Hamlisch. He embodied that great Jewish American tradition of songwriting for the stage and screen. Both men died this week. Well, all of today's stories are available as individual segments or the program as a whole at our homepage on the RN website, where you can also leave a comment. You can follow us on Twitter at ABC Religion. A big thanks to our producer, Noel Debien. That's the Religion and Ethics Report for this week.